Somalia is facing famine triggered by severe drought. It's being called Odi Hawain by the Somali people, which means something bigger than the elders, because no one has seen a drought so severe. In an effort to get the world's attention, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres traveled to the Horn of Africa country on Tuesday.
This is a moment of tragedy. People are dying because of famine, because of disease. But this is a moment of hope, because the government is ready to act, because the humanitarian community is ready to act.
Mr. Guterres also went to Baidoa in south-central Somalia, a town that's been hit by a cholera outbreak.
Cholera has been developing, making hunger even worse, even more dangerous. In the last 2 months, we had 7,731 cases of cholera, with 183 people dying. Just last week, 1,352 cases of cholera, 38 people dying. It's a process in acceleration.
A drought was first reported in the northern regions of Somalia more than a year ago, but it has now spread throughout the country. 6.2 million Somalis need aid, according to UN estimates. 330,000 children are acutely malnourished, and there's a risk the number could go up to a million, the Secretary General warned. He's asking the international community for $825 million to support 5.5 million people over the next 6 months.
There is a chance to avoid the worst. There is a chance to avoid in Somalia a situation similar like the one we had in 2011.
But it's also a moment of hope, Antonio Guterres said, adding that the UN, the humanitarian community, and the government of Somalia were cooperating closely and had drawn up a plan of action. But massive support is urgently needed to avoid a repeat of the tragic events of 2011, he said. A famine was declared in Somalia in 2011, and 260,000 people died from it. Three areas of the world are also facing the threat of famine. The UN has appealed for funding to assist people in South Sudan, Northeast Nigeria, and Yemen. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.